Good morning. 11:11, make a wish. It's Monday, November the 4th, 2019. Aloha. It's kind of grubby out this morning. There's little patches of blue sky here and there. But for the most part, it's gray clouds everywhere. It feels like it wants to rain, but can't quite get its act together. It's kind of an apathetic day. Don't really give a shit. I tried to rain, but I don't care kind of day. So, yeah, I'm at like 2,800 words in a day. I got more than halfway to my 5K. Made my 5K yesterday. Should break 20,000 words today. Assuming everything just doesn't go in the crapper here for the next few hours. I do have to go to the grocery store. Shoot. Okay, so the post is probably going to be late, but if I get the grocery store run out of the way, then I'll have the afternoon clear. I can bring back something yummy for lunch. I'm gonna make chicken stew for dinner. I roasted a chicken yesterday. Still got a lot of chicken left on the bone. Still got some potatoes and carrots left. Throw in some stock. I'll have a chicken stew. Should be good. Tomorrow I've got a doctor's appointment in the morning. I don't know what that's going to do to the day. The appointment is when I normally would walk. It's like 10:30 tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll walk when I get back. I'll see what it looks like. That'll give me a few hours in the morning to get my stuff together. Get the first chunk of words down. I'm not having any trouble getting words on the page. If they're good words or bad words, I don't know. Reading back over some of it last night, I was like, this could be better. And I'll make it better on a second draft. Right now, it's just sort of like sketching in the story. I'll have to pump it up a little bit when I get to the second draft. When I see what the other story, what the other half of the story is going to be, because my kid is doing the parallel story that will run alongside this one. The chapters are really long. I've only got 5 chapters and it's 20,000 words. Well, 15,000 words. The 5th chapter will take us to 20,000, I think. And there's still stuff. Some background work that I've done that needs to get plugged in here. Not exactly sure how that's going to get plugged in, but we'll make it work. So I've also been keeping a list of the projects that I might do next year. So far, none of them involve Ishmael, because I'm not exactly sure what Ishmael and Pip are going to be up to. And I probably won't be until I actually start writing what Pip and Ishmael are up to. I need to back off the high adventure. I need to get back to his roots. I need to get back to where we once belonged. Get back, Rocky. Get back, Rocky. No, let's get back, Jojo. Sorry. Rocky Raccoon, Jojo. Anyway, so some of the ideas that I'm batting around are going back to Tanith Fairport to see what happens after Frank Maines the Hermit isn't actually hermiting anymore. There's the Rebecca and Benjamin story that could be done. I could see myself doing something there. There's the lit RPG that sort of tempts me. But taking it in a different direction, taking it away from Elves and Dwarves and taking it into something like EVE Online, where it's a space-based game, where there's less griefing and more actual gameplay. Filing serial numbers off that's going to be difficult because it's not the only game out there. I probably need to do something like play Elite Dangerous for a while or see what else is out there in terms of spaceship games. There's a lot of strategic games. There's a lot of games that are Vorian was one that I played for a while. That was really kind of fun. Developing trade and using, getting the raw materials and taking them to the factory and building the things that you needed. But mostly it was a combat sim. There was the majority of it was so that you needed to get the equipment so that you could defend yourself while you're packing up asteroids to get the raw materials you need to make better weapons so that you could get it just sort of spirals. I kind of got tired of it after a while. The exploration aspect of it was pretty much fun, but I don't know, wasn't quite there. What's the underwater one? Subnautica. That's an interesting choice. Let's think about that one. An idea, a fresh idea that came to me this morning. I was talking to Odin One Eye about a variety of things, and one of them was ideas I'm thinking about. If I am going to write 2,000 words a day, I've got to have a lot of projects lined up, because that's a lot of words. And I can't be dubbing around looking for the next project to write when I'm supposed to be sitting there writing 2,000 words. So I need to have some stuff in the queue. And two of them come from the Golden Age. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So two of them come from the Golden Age, and one is a question that somebody asked early on. I don't remember who it was. But somebody said, so what would have happened if he hadn't got on the Lois? What happens to people who don't have that kind of luck? What happens to them who are cast adrift in the Western Annex? How do they survive? What do they do? And I keep going back to that, thinking, well, talk about getting back to roots. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. That might be an interesting project. I've tentatively dubbed that Through the Cracks, because the character would theoretically have fallen through the cracks. Oh, what was the other one? Oh, the Carstairs clan. Pip's backstory is sort of. It's like, what really is Port Lumino? What is the Carstairs story? Because Carstairs are everywhere. They're in the deep dark. They're in toeholds. They are in CPJCT. They have a network of fast packets that we haven't really seen too much of, other than the Bad Penny and a little bit of Prodigal Son. But mostly what we have is Pip's story about what his life growing up was like. And for the most part, that story is true. For the most part, that's only slightly embellished, shall we say. Oh, no worries. Couldn't imagine what the hell she was seeing. Leaves blew through the fence there out onto the sidewalk. So the Carstairs clan for perhaps the 20 or 30 Stanyards before we meet Pip on the Lois. It seems to me to be a pretty rich territory to mine for story. So I'm trying to think if there's any others that I've forgotten. I have a piece of paper beside my keyboard, and every once in a while I come over with an idea and I jot it down. And then later try to remember what it was about. But the Carstairs clan is an interesting idea. What am I reading now? I'm reading Galleon. It's really it's not bad for a first book. Let me put it that way. It's not bad for a first book. I'm assuming it's a first book. If it's not a first book, then I'm going to be a little bit side-eyed at it, because it's another one of these stories where the story is carrying me, even though the production values not as bad as Chris Hechtel, but still well below par in terms of how the story is laid out on the page, how the word choices and how the author uses language. It's another, oddly enough, engineer lost in space story. I did not see that coming. He's not specifically an engineer. He's a shipwright, which means he builds spaceships, specifically yachts. And so there's that. And then the other one is that he's a bit of a chosen one, in that he finds an alien ship that adopts him. Not that he was chosen, but that the alien ship just happens to be there, and the communications with his life pod made it so that the AI on board could learn enough to be able to communicate with this guy, Gus. It's not a bad story. I bought the book. I got through the end of the sample, which was kind of short. It's 188 locations. But it's apparently a full-size novel. I looked at the size of it. Apparently a full-size novel. It's not like a novella or anything. So I'll be interested to see how this plays out. It's an interesting new author, one I have never read before, as far as I know. I don't know where it came up. It was on my TBR list, and I don't remember where I got the sample or how. But I'm glad I did. I've been through a couple that are just, they looked really good, they looked really interesting, but I couldn't get past the present tense. 49 Buddhas. If you can read present tense and you like police, not exactly procedural, but close to, dystopic, 49 Buddhas is a really interesting story. The conceit is that the detective reincarnates and is put in a position of having to solve a crime each time he reincarnates. And he dies when the crime is solved. So he reincarnates. So the first book in the series is 49 Buddhas. And I love the conceit. I love the idea. I love the setup. Present tense just drives me batshit. It's like, no. That's not how you tell a story. Stylistically, it's beautiful. I have to give the author props. I can't remember his name right at the moment. I met him when I went over to Boulder Writers Association. And interesting guy. Really interesting guy. Really interesting book. Just not one I can read. And simply because I just can't get past the first person. Not the first person, the present tense. I don't have any problem with first person, obviously. But the present tense just, no, I can't. There's another one too. There's a couple of them that I picked up recently. They could not get past the present tense in either of them. 49 Buddhas is the one that I would recommend though. It was a fantasy book I picked up recently. I can't remember who it was. But it was the classic, the first chapter. You get invested in the first chapter. And I made myself read past the present tense to get to the end of the first chapter. And at the end of the first chapter, everybody in the first chapter dies. And I'm going, no. No. Skyrim reference. No, this can't be happening. Yeah, it was. It did. It happened. And I deleted the book. I don't remember what it was. What? No, this can't be happening. But yeah, if you can read present tense and you like detective stories, 49 Buddhas looks like it could be a hell of a lot of fun. So that's my recommendation for the day. I'm waiting to find out whether or not I like Galleon. I bought it, but I still may not finish reading. We'll see. At any rate, I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.